Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Steel Wars Live call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. I am back in Australia, you guys. It is 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon and we are counting down to the premiere for the public of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. I have about, how many hours do I have? I've got 31 hours to go. 31 hours to go. And then I'll be taking it in. The sweet, sweet Mendo goodness. Now, we have got a co-host, and he's all the way back from the very first call-in show. Back when we didn't have any idea about what we were doing and how things have changed.
I don't think
all right, maybe nothing has changed. From the Star Wars underworld, it's Dominic Jones.
Hey, Steel. Hey, everybody. It's so nice to be back. I was worried I wouldn't get invited back after that first show. I'm glad to be back. And, of course, you're back in Australia just as I get to L.A. So that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem fair. Either that or you ran away as soon as you heard I was coming. You're like, I'm getting out of the country. Going back to Australia.
My God, you have got bad self issues, buddy. No, I'm it's rad to be back home and to do the premiere in Melbourne. We've got the midnight event, but it's like I am jealous of you guys in LA having a ball. I should point out that if you are a new listener, this is the call-in show version of the podcast. The normal, inverted commas, classic version, the interviews, they are available online as well. We just put up I've never had a response to a Star Wars podcast like this one with Anthony Bresnikan from Entertainment Weekly. That interview's up. And if you are new, check out our other episodes with the likes of Leonard Maltin, Mark Hamill's son, Nathan Hamill, talking about growing up as Luke Skywalker's son. And almost a year ago, we did a really highly downloaded one with Julian Smirk, who was an associate editor on The Force Awakens. And he gave us some amazing insight into the film. What's been your favorite Steel Wars interview, Dominic Jones?
Well, honestly, I gotta give you mad props for the most recent one with the Brez. It was really a fun and fascinating interview. And I know the correct answer is my own. That should be my favorite episode. But I really liked hearing Anthony Bresnikan on the show, and I really enjoyed hearing what he had to say. I thought that was a really insightful and fun interview that you did with him. But if I had to pick a second favorite, and again, I'm eliminating my own episode from consideration for the time being, it would be the episode with fake George Lucas, Cal Wilson, and her son, because that episode just kills me every time I listen to it. I can't stop laughing at the
thought. What do you mean fake George Lucas? That was the real deal.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, yes. The real George Lucas and all of his crazy animal stories about how he made the Star Wars films.
Yeah, so we have George Lucas, in inverted commas, guest on the show occasionally, and I'm very happy to report that George Lucas will be at our Rogue One reaction podcast. So if people don't know, in Australia, in Melbourne, we've got a big midnight premiere that we do, Steel Wars does, in conjunction with the Star Wars fan club here, Star Walking. And afterwards, we go next door into the Irish pub and do a live podcast reaction, because for some reason last year, I got the idea that having an immediate, raw, unable to read the internet straight open into a podcast would be the way to go. And it turned out to be super fun. People travel from all around Australia to come do it with us. So it's very exciting. Now, here's the deal. We've got a bunch of people on the line, and Rogue One has been premiered. It's had the world premiere. Dominic was on the scene. He hasn't seen the film. He was there to take in all the excitement of the premiere. Now, I love our listeners. They're very cool. They're very thoughtful. And we're not going to refer to any spoilers, any rumors about what happened in the film. I don't even want to hear about what people have tweeted about the film, because some people do these tweets where it's like, hey, not to spoil anything, but oh my God, you'll never look at Admiral Ackbar the same way again. It's just like,
yeah.
I just made that up, by the way.
spoilers, Steel.
Sort of stuff is like, I'm not going to spoil anything except this. Like, I don't want to find out. I don't want to know that there's a shocking thing that someone does, because then it's not a shock. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a couple of tweets as we were standing outside the theater, just scrolling through Twitter as people were coming out. I saw a few tweets that were really on the line of what's acceptable. Like, some may have been putting a toe over the line with some stuff about certain things and certain other things, and it's sort of like, maybe you shouldn't be tweeting about that and just let other people enjoy it and stuff. So, yeah, no illusions to tweets or anything.
I think everyone, including myself, just when you said they tweeted, I was just like, oh, he's going to say something. And so, yeah, so I have promised, I've promised listeners that I will have my hand over the hang up button on people at all times. So if things are, I will mute you at will. I should also point out before we get to Dom.
Oh, I was going to say, if you call in with spoilers, heads will roll.
Yeah, just don't... I don't even think I need to say it, because the people that, like, call in are normally top shelf. But, you've had an exciting day. We'll get to that later on. We'll get to the calls. But tell us, you're driving home. Tell us what's been going on.
Yeah, so late last night we left LA and we drove up to San Francisco. And today at about noon, we had a tour of Lucasfilm headquarters there. So we got to go beyond the lobby and the Yoda fountain, and we got to go in to the hallowed halls of Lucasfilm and walk around and see really the most amazing collection of film memorabilia, actual props, posters, and everything that exists in the world, I have to think, that they have on display there. And we got a private tour. Justin Bolger, who asked me to say hi to you, Steele, he gave us this great tour, and we had so much fun. And you know, we got to go to the little gift shop. And at one point, Justin got a text on his phone and says, guys, I'm sorry, I have to leave you in this lobby. I have to go take care of something. I'll be back in 15 minutes. And sure enough, 15 minutes later, he showed up with Andy Gutierrez from Rebels Recon and the Star Wars show and the Star Wars live stream. So we got to meet her, and she is just as lovely in person as she seems on the show. And so that was really fun. And you know, we got to stop off at the store. And I now am the proud owner of a Rogue One crew hat, so I'll be wearing that around the theaters in the next couple of weeks, seeing if anybody thinks that I was cool enough to actually work on the film. And it was a really just a fun day, and it was so cool. And I mean, Lucasfilm is not open to the public. It is a business. Is people are working there. We saw all these people that were.
Well, it sounds like to me they're letting anyone in these days.
Yeah, it was crazy. We saw all these people that were used to seeing at conventions, like actually working. It was nuts. We saw, you know, people from publishing, saw all sorts of Rebels people.
What a leech you are, Dom. What a leech. I introduced you to Justin Bolger in London. That's my associate, my friend.
Yeah, it's true. This would not have happened if it wasn't for Steele. But I will say, Steele, this is my repayment for introducing you to Jason Ward. So we're even now.
Sounds like a vendetta. Now, if you don't know, people, we run this episode's going to run 45 minutes. If you're on hold, we will go into overtime, and you can stay on hold and listen through. For other listeners, the extra time goes into the supporter page. And if you are listening to the recording of this on iTunes, there will be a recorded clip that tells you how to do that. But it's $3 a month, and you get a ton of bonus content like the extended call-in shows. And I'm going to, if we don't get to it in the live section, I definitely want to hear more about the trip to Lucasfilm, things you saw, favorite things, and also we'll talk a little bit about the premiere. But we've got a bunch of people on the line. I know our first caller is Parker, because I spoke to him before the show. Where are you calling from, Parker?
Hey, I'm calling from Utah.
Parker from Utah. Did you ever? I'm not sure if this is out of your age range, but have you ever seen Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Yeah, dude. When I was a kid, when people would call me that, it was like in my weird house growing up.
Yeah, I'm a big Ferris Bueller fan, and it was sort of like a fairly Ferris Bueller-y rip-off show. But, oh, man, I loved it. That Corin Nemec, what a haircut. That hair did not move. It was like a clip-on Lego hairdo. What's on your mind, Parker, apart from Corin Nemec?
Well, oh, man, nothing else now. It's taking over all my thoughts. But really, I think the one thing I wanted to talk most about is kind of segueing from your chat with Anthony Bresnikan. And something that we've been talking about in the Steel Wars Safe Haven group is this idea of, moving away from the saga films. And I think it's timely to talk about with Rogue One, you know, coming up in a couple days. You know, how comfortable are you with, you know, how much time do we want to spend away from the saga versus inside the saga once Episode 9 rolls in? You got a little bit with Anthony, but I kind of want to open this up to Dom and to you and kind of chat about it a little bit.
Before we answer that question, I just want to say the Steel Wars Safe Haven, it is a private group on Facebook where sane fans get to chat about Star Wars, and people seem to be loving it. You can add yourself, but I'm not approving any more people until Rogue One. So straight up Rogue One, I know there's about 10 people waiting to go on now, but I'm too scared we're going to let in some idiot that's going to post a bunch of stuff. So, because I've had this, you know, people trying to tweet you spoilers and stuff, like trolls. So, I didn't have to patrol the safe haven too much, because everyone there is like super mellow, but I didn't want to let someone else in and then they just, like, because there are people who, they just want to spoil it for people. Like that, like people are setting up Instagram, or not Instagram accounts, Twitter accounts. But if you're waiting on
even worse
the
than
safe haven.
Me, I work as a photographer, and I work in the action sports industry. And there's a lot of people who are in this industry that just don't really get involved with geek culture stuff. Not that they're not interested, but they're just sphere that never came across their radar when they were kids or whatever. And so among my group of friends, I'm kind of like the token geek, and I get tagged in all kinds of stuff. And I had to be like, no more tagging me, because, you know, people well-intended were like tagging me on Instagram saying, did you see this review from Kevin Smith or whomever, you know? And it's like, I don't want to know anything going in. I avoid all rumors, all spoilers, everything.
Yeah, I just think, like, I'm glad it's getting a positive response, but I think the more you look into it, then, I don't know, it just corrupts. Like, we're so close now, it's just like, I just want to see it.
Yeah,
I just
want to
see it.
You don't really want to dig. You don't really want to dig much below that surface level of excitement right now. You just kind of want, oh my God, everybody loves it. Okay, that's enough. I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know so and so does this and such happens and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like if you order a chocolate shake or a chocolate thick shake from somewhere, you're like, man, I love chocolate thick shakes. I can't wait to sip this. But if just before you go to sip it, someone says, this is the life-changing chocolate shake. This is the best chocolate shake you've ever had. I don't know what's in it. It's a mate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather sip the shake and go, this is a pretty bloody good shake. Because if I'm told it's a life-changing shake, it may well disappoint me. Because at the end of the day, it's just a shake. And this metaphor is way too deep. Dominic, answer Parker's question.
Right. So we're stepping away from the Saga films. I'm okay with that for a while, as long as there's sort of the promise that they will return to it. If they want to take, you know, as many as 15 years, I wouldn't, that's like not my preference, but, you know, take a little bit of time away and do some standalones or some trilogies that are not part of the main saga, and kind of step away and do some other things. I'm okay with that. I think that the Star Wars universe is big enough that we can do that, that they can do that and tell some really cool stories, as long as we don't forget the core of Star Wars, which is the Skywalker saga, and that we will return to it eventually. I'm not a fan of this nothing but standalone forever. I would like sort of the promise or the idea that, yeah, eventually we'll get back to those. But right now we want to explore this universe, which is fine, which is fun. I'm stoked for Rogue One. I've been stoked for Rogue One since Celebration Anaheim last year, and I can't believe we're so close. And there really was like a buzz around Lucasfilm today of the people that had seen it that were really seemed to be really happy about it. And so I'm glad to hear that.
Shut up. Is that every answer? Oh, I was discussing this at Lucasfilm today.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what the show is going to be.
With my best friend, Andy Gutierrez.
Yes, with my new BFF. But to answer your question, yeah, let's take some time away, but let's eventually go back.
Yeah,
right on. I mean, that's kind of where I land on it, too.
I find if they just go to standalone only, it loses some part of the ongoing excitement about it. Like, then you don't have that ongoing story. I don't know. There's something about watching a film and then going, what happens next? Whether if it's just standalones all over the timeline, there's not that. Like, I love the idea of having, you know, say, you know, you've got Rogue One and, I don't know, like, you've got Two Tubes or someone, and then he rocks up in the Han Solo film. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like,
sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, intertwining through there, or they interact with Boba Fett in the Han Solo film, and then Boba Fett's got, like, do you know what I mean? I like that idea of the, you know, the shared universe of films and stuff. But I think if you don't have that ongoing story, like, I don't know, it takes some heart and excitement
Let me ask you this, Gil. So should they, do you think they should just, after episode 9, roll straight into episode 10, or you maybe take a couple of years off before going on to the sequel trilogy?
I I would, like, I've sort of got, like, OCD, and, like, which is frustrating because I'm super messy, so it's, like, I'm a self-frustrating person. So,
sure.
But I, when things are neat, I really respect it, and I like patterns and stuff like that, and I like the idea of do three movies, have a little break, and then come back and do another three movies. I like the groups of three, and yeah, so I would say take, you know, a couple years off, let the gang go do their arty films, do you know what I mean? They can,
yep.
You know, sex up their image a little bit, do you know what I mean? A bit of full frontal nudity from Oscar Isaac, you know, I don't know, whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
I want pubes, Oscar. I want pubes. And yeah, and then come back and do the films. I talked about this with our good friend The Brez on the podcast,
yeah.
And just about how I always wanted to know, like, when, you know, Daisy and John and that are standing on stage with the classic characters at Celebration with the classic actors, if they're just like, this is going to be me in 40 years, Jesus, like, like if that,
yeah.
Sort of, if they were sort of seeing their future selves. Parker, we're going to get to some other calls, but thanks so much for calling in, man. That was a good time.
You.
And may that force be with you. And I should say, thanks very much, man. And we will be doing, I'm going to work out a schedule, which I'll post up in all the places you'd expect to find it, of a ton of different Force Awakens, Rogue One reaction shows. So we'll get in a couple of past guests. I think the Brez will be one of those to co-host a bunch of shows, and we'll do them at different times. So if you're in England or Europe, you don't have to stay up till 3 a.m. like Charlie does to chat with it. So yeah, so I will be I'll work out a schedule and we'll get it done. I know D. Tails, who played Kratnus in The Force Awakens, and who I think might be in the credits list for Rogue One. He's going to co-host one with me, which will be very exciting because that dude just bleeds enthusiasm. Now, we are going to go to 714. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Patrick calling from the front seat. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is my driver speaking.
Wow.
Yeah, this is,
man,
like Steel Wars Inception right now. Patrick is literally on the phone in the front seat driving while I'm in the back seat doing the show. And Chris is just texting. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, he says he's here too.
Hi, Christopher. I'm picturing, all I can gather is my image of when, like, Bart and Milhouse and Nelson take that car to go to the World Fair or whatever.
Yeah. Eat my shorts. Yeah.
You gonna
pick up
a hitchhiker?
We might. I'm just looking for one right now. I haven't seen any yet.
I want Patrick to drive very carefully, because if you crash, then I lose everyone that's on the show right now. I don't want to have to vamp while the ambulance turns up.
And then the paramedics could take over. They could take over the show.
2-1-B. Patrick, what's on your mind, buddy? Or are you just listening in?
Steel Baby, I've got a question for your Canadian co-host. The original trilogy and prequel trilogy.
Oh, wait. I just want to make sure this is not like, where do you want to eat? Do you want to go to In-N-Out? I don't want any questions like that. Do you mind if I go can we do a toilet stop soon? Is it just me, or does Chris smell really bad?
No,
right,
I will say, Patrick. We've already eaten. Yeah. Go ahead, Patrick. Go ahead.
So both the original and prequel trilogy were heavily influenced by the landscape of U.S. politics at the time. Dominic, what do you think the films would have been like had George Lucas been born and raised in Canada?
Canada's so close to the U.S. that a lot of the stuff that goes on here in the States is highly monitored and referenced back home. So I honestly don't know how different they would have been, because there was a lot of the stuff that a lot of the sentiment that Lucas had in the 60s in the U.S., or in the 50s and 60s in the U.S., was very much prevalent in Canada as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You don't think it'd be something where, like, they lived in a very polite galaxy, but the galaxy just slightly south of them had a bunch of problems?
Well, it may be one of those things. Everybody just enjoys maple syrup and back bacon and that sort of thing. But I don't know. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made. maybe, there would have been more snowy planets or something. It would, you know, we would have started on Hoth and then gone to Tatooine and Empire.
It would have been when Rey made that loaf of bread thing in The Force Awakens, she then would have got some maple syrup and just poured it all over it.
I think that would have improved the taste of that bread, because that bread does not look that appealing.
But yeah, well, these days, Canada just seems like Alderaan, which is very peaceful, but it also means that maybe things might not go too well for you.
Yeah, there may be a super weapon pointed our way for no real reason in a couple of years, sometime within the next 4 years. You never know.
Well, all this talk of bread and maple syrup is making me hungry. Dom, do you want to pull over and get some food?
Yeah, I think I see an In-N-Out coming up.
Well, thanks,
I'm done.
Patrick.
You can put me back on hold. Thanks, buddy.
Enjoy the film, buddy. So the chat is just kicking along. A bunch of people talking. There's even a few Simpsons references going down. Remember when we parked under the Sun Dome? And we've got, oh my God, we have got Rogue One cast member Steve Stanton chatting with everyone in the chat. So
Excellent. That
is super fun. Let's go to the next caller. It is 614. Who are you and where might you be calling from?
Hey, Patrick and Dominic. This is King Tom. Thanks for taking my call. How are you guys doing?
What?
Hey, you're doing good,
what?
Man.
Did you say Patrick and Dominic?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
He's the driver. He's back to being the hired help now.
Okay. Well,
it's
Patrick,
called
hello,
Steel
anyway,
Wars,
Steel.
Buddy. Steel
I was,
Wars.
I was talking
King
something
Patrick
in the chat. Thanks. I was typing something in the
chat.
You're not calling into the
You're not calling into the Driving Miss Dominic show.
Okay.
I think we should. I really do.
I'll try and remember.
All right, King
that.
Tom. What's on your mind, buddy?
First of all, great interview with Brett McCann. I just got to tell you that I think I tweeted you something last week, but I listened to it like 3 times last week. It's just great. Anyway, you know, right now with Rogue One coming out, I've been getting a little bit introspective about everything going on about Star Wars. And I posted something on the Facebook group today about how, you know, when Disney first bought Lucasfilm and they said there would be new movies, I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I love The Force Awakens. Rogue One, it just seems like they're going in the right direction. And I didn't imagine it could be this good. You know, I thought we would get Mickey and Donald Duck with lightsabers and in every other movie. When you guys first heard that Disney was buying Lucasfilm was going to make more Star Wars movies. What did you expect? Did you think it would be anything like this? Is this outliving your expectations?
Yeah, I actually exactly like this. You know, I was Disney. Now, I've never been like a huge Disney. I can't quote Disney.
I think we've lost Dominic.
Oh, Patrick must have pulled into the in and out.
I wonder if, wait there, I'm going to see if Patrick, if I can still talk to Patrick. He can just pass the phone over. Patrick, are you still there?
Now, yeah, I'm
I
still
think,
here.
Ah, what, oh, Dom's hung up now, I think. All right.
Dom, are you still there? Oh, I think you lost Dom, but you should be able to reconnect him. I think we just probably went through a patch where there's bad service, but if you can hear me, you should be able to connect him again.
All right, sweet as, I
will. He's calling you right now.
The call. What a strange system this is, Tom, that we've got all these people. Is anyone sitting next to you that's also, like, on the podcast?
I hope not. My kids and my wife are upstairs sleeping, so my wife is calling in, and I doubt that.
It's hard to sort of think back, but I have to say that I was kind of, I love the idea that that there was other people involved. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like I got frustrated with George Lucas's. Like I he's so much better when he's collaborating.
Right.
When I was in Mexico, I had that Making of Return of the Jedi book on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm reading that now. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. And so whenever I had sort of like when I was sort of like on a bus or a plane, I'd just sort of pull it out of my phone and just keep reading it, and it's. Like, his initial story ideas, like, then they're kind of awkward. But then after he, like, collaborates that with Kasdan and Marquan, like it's just, like, pumped out into this delicious story. And
mm-hmm.
I always, like, the having, you know, I always say George Lucas is, you know, like... Like when he was making the prequels, was the head of the Stonecutters, where every idea was great and every joke was hilarious. And
mm-hmm.
I just think he needed that, you know, someone just to he respected to, you know, butt heads and go, oh, how about this? What about that? And so to hear that other people were doing it, and you know, at the time I think it was sort of presented that he was going to be a bit of a consultant or something, and that obviously did not work out. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that made me very excited. And you know, the Marvel films, do you know what I mean? Like, they're not... I always, like, sort of had a pretty level head that, you know, Spider-Man or... Spider-Man's not actually in them yet, or at the time wasn't. But, you know, Captain America is not, you know, he's not interacting with Mickey Mouse or anything like that. So,
mm-hmm.
I think I was pretty high hoped. I like the refresh, and I think I think going into The Force Awakens, to be honest, there was a lot more across the board excitement because it was a fresh start with JJ. Like it was, do you know what I mean? Like there was a sort of
yeah.
There was sort of like a fresh start. There was no baggage. Yeah, I think I've got Dom here. Dom, is that you? Dominic? No, it is not, or they're not talking. Patrick? Oh, Patrick's gone now as well. So they've gone into a void. They are
called
down
the internet.
In San Francisco, yeah. How about you, Tom? How do you think it's worked out?
I'm very happy. I think, you know, I was looking back and my first tweet that afternoon when it broke, because it was like 4 o'clock here, I think I wrote like, George, what was your beard thinking? because all I read was the news release, and at the very bottom it said, oh yeah, and there will be more Star Wars movies on the way. I thought it was just selling so they can, you know, make a few more cartoons, put out toys and T-shirts. And then I, you know, I'm an optimist. I expected it to be good. Like you said, I was very excited that he was that he was moving on, because I like the stories of the prequels, but I thought in the end, I loved the movies, but it was just too much George. And I liked that he was handing it off. You know, they had all those video interviews with Kathy Kennedy. She was saying the right things. They brought in JJ, they brought in Michael Arndt, and then Kasdan. And it was really good to see that for The Force Awakens. I was a little bit nervous about the spin-off anthology story films, but you know, ever since they first said, we're going to do a movie about how the Rebels got the Death Star plans, I'm like, sign me up. And I'm just very excited for Thursday here when I get to see the movie.
I'll be honest with you, Tom. I was not that excited about Rogue One, concept. Yeah, it just...
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where you know the end. Like...
Yeah, I could see that side of it too.
Oh, like now I'm at fever pitch. Do you know what I mean? It looks like it's going to be, you know, such a great film. But upon here's a list of movies we're going to make. Like Rogue One, it was sort of just like, it sounds a bit. But it seems like it's going to be an absolute mind blower. I'm going to see if this is Dom. Is this Dom?
Okay.
Hello?
Dominic?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this...
Hello?
Oh, this is the worst. What is your name, 647?
647? That's me.
Is this Dom?
I think it is. Dominic Jones, Star Wars Underworld.
Oh. You sound so weird. You sound so coy.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to weasel my way back in and pretend like nothing happened. But apparently, Block Talk Radio doesn't work that way.
I've been here the whole time. I've been in the chat.
Yeah. But I could hear what you were saying there, Steele, about, you know, Rogue One not being at the top of your list when it was announced. It's kind of funny because I almost had like the opposite reaction, where Rogue One, when it was announced at Celebration, what it was, I was thrilled by that concept. I thought it was so cool and exciting that I was almost leaving Celebration. I was almost more excited about that than I was The Force Awakens. Like Force Awakens obviously had the Chewie were home moment. And it was so much bigger and more tangible than Rogue One, but there was something about Rogue One that had me really excited and really intrigued from day one. And I'm so stoked that we're finally, you know, like I said, 3 days away, even less for you and the other people in the UK and stuff.
Good old us, huh? Good old us. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for calling in. I can't wait to, you've got to make sure you call in and give us your reaction to the film. And we'll chat then, man.
Thanks, Steele, and hopefully I'll get your name right next time.
Oh, it's good to be king. It's good to be king.
Yeah.
So we've got about 7 minutes left. Don't worry, if you are on hold, we'll get to you in the bonus section. To hear the bonus section and hear it live, you can just call in and then you can stay on hold and cop that. But let us go to 347. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Steele, it's Emily calling from New York.
Emily Glynn, how are you? Previous Steele Wars guest. What's on your mind tonight? Let me guess.
Well,
is it Mendo?
Well, I mean, it's Rogue One. And, of course, Mendo falls into that, but... I mean, I don't need to fawn over him. I do that enough in the safe haven.
Yeah, I've seen those posts. I've seen those posts, Emily.
Yeah, everyone there has. It's become my thing, apparently.
Well, that's what being in a safe haven's all about.
Yes. Yes.
So I've been wondering, like, this is the first standalone film, and you have that sort of contrasted with Star Wars' history of making everything connect and filling in every spot of history imaginable. And so we know how Rogue One ends in a very general sense of they get the plans, but how wrapped up do you want these new characters to be? Do you want, not talking about a sequel, but do you want to see them pop up in other places, or do you want this to be they're done?
I absolutely want them to pop up in other places. I would love to see Cassian or Krennic or any of these characters pop up on Rebels or start popping up in the books or anything else that they may have in the works. You know, I'd love, you know, like a Bodhi Rook miniseries or something. You know, I feel like there's a lot of potential. And that's kind of what I think is fun about Star Wars is we can be introduced to them in one medium and then learn more about them and see other stories with them in another. There's so much potential there. And with this incredible new cast, I feel like it would almost be a bit of a waste not to start seeing them start popping up in other places. Now, they don't need to be there all the time, constantly, but every now and again, a quick appearance by Jyn Erso in a novel set 5 years before Rogue One would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, but that's before Rogue One, do you know what I mean? So, you can always go backwards. And sometimes I feel like Star Wars is a little bit trapped in its backwards lookingness. There's something about that. I personally, in a mean, cynical way, just to end speculation, I would like to see them all chopped up. With a lightsaber at the end.
Okay, that's actually exactly what I was going to say. So I'm a little bit less feeling horrible now.
Yeah, I would have Fargo-like end for all these characters. There's no way they can come back.
Yeah, well, in terms of how their story concludes in the film, yeah, I'm with you guys. But I hope none of them survive. I hope this is a bloodbath of a movie. And that just makes what they did all the more important, and it makes what the heroes do in A New Hope all the more impressive.
I think it sets some stakes for further movies. I mean, obviously, we've seen people die before, but you always sort of know who's safe. And what's, I think, cool about this movie is you have no idea who's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Darth Vader, I mean, any of them could die, and I kind of hope they all do, except for Mendo, who is the one person I'm, 100% sure is going to die.
How good would an animated Mendo be, though? That's God. Voiced by Mendo each episode of Rebels.
Yes. They could happen. It could happen.
We've got about 2 minutes left. Emily, thanks for calling in. Your t-shirt is on the way. Jackie has posted it.
Yay!
We got some printed in America to post out, and I got some posted here, made here, so they could get to everywhere pretty quick. And I will talk to you next week, I hope, on the call-in show.
Definitely.
We'll get your Mendo reaction.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Cheers.
Thanks, Emily.
Have the best time. One of the things, we've got about a minute and a half to wrap up, but we are going into bonus time for supporters and those in hold. So if you are on hold, we will get to you. And I want to talk to you about the way Rebels is tying up with Rogue One, and in a slightly, oh no, not even slightly, in a very flat manner, like, whereas I would have thought it would have been far more dynamic, do you know what I mean? I would have thought the episode of you know, we're about to go into this new film in the same timeline, but the last episode we see features Darth Maul. What a world.
Yeah.
What a world. But we'll get to that in the bonus section. Dominic Jones, let everyone know where they can hear more of you on the internet, buddy.
Yeah, so if people want to hear more from me generally when I'm not in the car, the best place to do that is the Star Wars Underworld podcast. You can find that at starwarsunderworld.com. And you can also follow all of my adventures over the last couple of days and the next few days on Instagram and Twitter at DominicJ25 and at VSWU. That's the best places to find me.
Very cool. Thanks to everyone that called in. If you want some incentive to become a supporter, you get the bonus sections. And we're about to start a new show called Making Steel Wars. Me and Jason Ward chatting Star Wars every week just for supporters. That's it. Thank you, chat room. Enjoy the film. All right, we are into bonus content, and we have got Steel Wars supporter in so many ways.
American listeners, if you're buying extra Rogue One tickets, and I know you are, Adam Tickets and MakingStarWars.net have teamed up to raise donations for the Starlight Children's Foundation. Here's the deal, it costs you nothing extra, but if you use the link on Making Star Wars, Adam Tickets will donate $1 for every ticket you buy, and if you use the code MAKINGSTARWARS, you'll get a $5 gift that will go to your purchase. That is win, win, win. All the details are pinned to the top of MakingStarWars.net, or for easy access, just type into your browser steelwars.com/Starlight Foundation. Enjoy Rogue One and help children in need. That's positive fandom. Again, for the link, steelwars.com/Starlight Foundation. Australia, Steel Wars is hitting the road with some live podcasts hot on the heels of the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. The big one, if you're in Melbourne, you have to be there on the 14th of December at Knox Ozone, in conjunction with Star Walking Inc., the Star Wars Appreciation Society of Australia. We are holding the Rogue One midnight premiere and post-premiere podcast reaction. Join us at midnight, 800 screaming, amped up Star Wars fans to take in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And then directly after, we will go into Seamus O'Toole's, the Irish pub next door, for a star-studded reaction podcast featuring some of Australia's top comedians and Star Wars fans. And yes, it is confirmed, inverted commas, George Lucas will be returning to drop his verdict on Rogue One. You can get tickets to just the movie and the podcast, or if you're coming from Melbourne City, there is a bus film podcast ticket. You can get the bus from the city with a group of amped up Star Wars fans. There is nothing like seeing a new Star Wars film in a packed cinema with your own kind. It is the best. Do not miss it. If you're in Sydney, we will be live podcasting doing another reaction at 2 p.m. at the Chippendale Hotel on Saturday the 17th of December with a I Love Gringoed Letters comedy podcast on directly after that. Double tickets are available to save a bit of cash. And then Brisbane on the 18th of December, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. We'll be at the Brightside with a Rogue One reaction for you guys. Different guests at each show. Not that that matters because you're in different states, except for the crazy people that I know who have already bought plane tickets to go to multiple reaction podcasts. The best. What a time to be a Star Wars fan. Don't miss these super fun live events. I will see you there. Tickets and info are at steelwars.com. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story is almost here, and so is the Mendo tribute t-shirt. You might call him Director Krennic, others might call him Ben Mendelsohn, but here on the Steel Wars podcast, it's Mendo, and we have got an awesome vintage Kenner throwback design featuring Mendo's sweet cape and immeasurable power! All on a sweet design, screen printed, not digital printed, on the highest quality, ring spun, tube cut, all style apparel, AAA t-shirt. If you're listening to this on your phone, there's a link in the show notes of this very podcast in your podcast catcher that you can click and it will take you to the store so you can grab one now. They're a limited edition and super fun. You are going to turn heads at Rogue One and fan events for years to come. It's all available in the merch store at steelwars.com. And while you're there, why not pick up a sweet Your Snoke Theory Sucks sticker or t-shirt? Let's go, Mendo!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.